Men finesse women too. Do not ever loan a man money. A man should have 10 different people that he can ask for money before he asks the woman that he's dating.
You never know, that's the point.
If the first person a man has to ask for money is the woman he's dating, he's done everything wrong in his life, or he is flat out finessing you. And the painful part is men will finesse women out of their panties and their wallets because women want so bad to believe in a fairy tale and to believe in romance, and that is not the way that men work. I'm watching this Danish deception thing, and dude, I'm like part five in, and it's stressing me out. I don't care what you say about Shara 7. That woman is right about almost everything that she says. And you guys are either going to listen to it today or a month from now or a year from now or 5 years from now, but you will eventually realize that she's right about everything she says. I always knew she was right about everything she said because I have a Korean grandmother who told me the same thing. Y'all are either going to learn the easy way or you're going to learn the hard way. Oh, I don't want him to think I'm with him for his money. He doesn't care. Men who have, they do not care, okay? Stop trying to prove yourself to these men. Stop trying to be the exception to the rule. Stop trying to be the not like the other girl. They do not care. They either want you or they do not.
Bro, come on! You know why they don't care? Because you're just another piece of pee to them. They're not going to marry you. They're not introducing you to mom. They're not putting you in the will. Men who have a lot of money, they don't care if you're using them for their money because they're using you for your you know what. Where does it all end, sis? What's your end goal? I mean, cool, you got rich men tricking on you. I hope you're getting mansions bought for you and businesses started for you. Because if not, you're hustling backwards.
So do you think it's too much if I wear these all on the same day?
I am 21 years old. I have never been in a relationship before. Let's talk about it. You know, I usually tell myself that it's fine that I've never been in a relationship before. That's no big deal. And that is true. But I feel like I'm kind of gaslighting myself. Like, it actually does hurt me. I just pretend that it doesn't. It kind of gets to the point where you're just like, what is wrong with me? Like, literally, what is wrong with me? Why is it so easy for other people to get in relationships, but it's like 10 times harder for me? Now, this is definitely an issue with myself. I can't even blame anyone else for never being in a relationship. Like, this is completely my fault. And the only way that it will change is if I start to change and like act differently and put myself out there more. But I genuinely don't know how to do it. Okay, I really don't know how to do it. I don't know how to talk to guys. I don't know how to be comfortable around, like, talking to guys. I don't know how to even look a guy in the eye. I'm awful with eye contact. I think also because I'm so inexperienced in dating, meaning, like, zero experience. I've been on a few dates, but that's literally it. It also just puts this, like, pressure on myself where when I do eventually get a boyfriend, like, he's gonna have experienced everything already. Like, he's gonna have had all of his firsts, and my firsts are gonna be with him. And that's also just scary because he's already experienced all of that and I've never done that.
Are you sure?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. I'm pretty sure she's had bedroom fun before. She says she has zero experience, but then proceeds to say she's been on 2 or 3 dates. Trust me, the boys who have had zero experience at 21, a lot of them have never even went on a date. Do you guys find it convenient, not to say that they have to come on the internet and tell all their business, but do you find it convenient that on these type of videos, they never say, you know, I'm 21 and a virgin and never had a boyfriend?
Isn't it ironic?
This girl is decent looking enough to go on a dating app and have an inbox full. And at least 25% of those guys be genuine and willing to get into a relationship with her in the whole nine.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
Dating non-negotiables. Because we are not going in to 2026 with the bare minimum Joe. We're just not. We're most certainly not settling. For one, absolutely no more putting up with mixed signals. If I have to like decode a text to figure out if you actually want to hang out this week, or if I'm confused if you want to hang out with me, absolutely done. I'm assuming you don't, but by 2, respect my boundaries, okay? My space, my routine, my anything. That's what I like, that's what I do, that is mine. Respect it. And if you don't, find a new girl, because it ain't me. I'm not changing for nobody. Like me as I am, or don't like me at all.
Did you know that 25% of women in the United States are getting treated for a mental illness? That means 75% of them
are running around untreated.
Insecure that Becca's attractive and she might get hit on at the bar. That's your insecurity, okay? Not her burden. Some people may disagree with this one, but number three, consistency over chemistry. Hear me out. Chemistry is cute, chemistry is fun, okay? But the top priority is consistency.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
See, they only get standards after they've been ran through by the bad boys. So she says, oh, don't be insecure about me getting hit on at the bar. She's a complete you-know-what. She loves the attention. She's going to be doing out-of-pocket disrespectful stuff. And then she says something about, I'm not changing. Well, you're not going to be in a relationship because being in a successful relationship is change and compromise. So you're full of it. And you're probably never going to be in a decent relationship.
Man, that's just mean.
I'm literally having a mental breakdown, but I kind of just had this epiphany that maybe these women didn't meet, like, Mr. Right or the perfect man that just fell from the sky one day. Like, yeah, maybe the guy, like, treats them well, like, treats them like a human. But I don't think these women actually, like, met, like, the most perfect man ever. I think a lot of women just accept bullshit and tolerate bullshit because it's tolerable. Like, they're not, like, asshole men. They're not abusive. But they're not great, like, these great men. You know what I mean?
It's always a jealousy thing.
So maybe that's why, like, when you feel like you can't meet someone, it's because you just have higher standards. Like, I think I'm onto something here.
Not a chance in hell. Good night.
You're definitely not onto anything at all. First off, nobody's perfect, so you're a ridiculous human just off saying that. And now, because you can't succeed with the men you're attracted to and that you give your body to, you want to make it seem like all the other women who are in relationships who you're jealous of are just settling, and your standards are too high. Your standards aren't too high because you gave your so-called prized possession to men who didn't give you commitment or even give you the time of day outside of 3 o'clock booty calls. Yeah, your standards are too high. You're looking for perfection or something close to it, and you're not close to anything to perfection and never will be.
Why would you even say that? Are you trying to imply there's something wrong with me? Ew.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.